AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. COVID cases are back on the rise in the U.S., not surprising after Thanksgiving gatherings and increased travel. There were 3,000 COVID deaths last week. White House COVID coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha.
We're seeing cases increase in about 90% of the country.
He's urging more people to get the updated vaccine that deals with the Omicron variant and to take advantage of free test kits from the government.
Today, we're opening up covidtest.gov for a limited time this winter to give Americans another easy option to access testing when there's a greater need.
The stock market might be making some investors queasy today. The Dow lost 764 points. The Nasdaq fell by 3%. With fears about recession and consumer spending heading lower, Bankrate.com analyst Ted Rossman.
You would think that if there's really ever a time that people are going to splurge, it's the holidays. So I think the fact that people are being especially circumspect, even around the holidays, really makes you wonder what happens to consumer spending in the new year.
A former Fort Worth, Texas police officer was convicted of manslaughter today for fatally shooting a black woman in 2019, firing through a window of her home. Aaron Dean was responding to a call about an open front door. The Pentagon's reacting to a threat from Russia that if the U.S. supplies Ukraine with the Patriot missile defense system, Russia would consider it and its personnel to be targets. Brigadier General Pat Ryder says that's ironic, given Russia's brutality towards civilians in Ukraine.
Killing innocent civilians and destroying civilian infrastructure, that they would choose to use words like provocative to describe defensive systems that are meant to save lives and protect civilians.
Blizzard warnings remain up from the Dakotas through Michigan tonight, with ice and snow causing trouble from the Appalachians through New England. This is AP News. Two men and a pet dog stranded on an idled sailboat off the Delaware coast are thanking the passing ship that led to their rescue.
Kevin Hyde was sailing from Cape May, New Jersey to Marathon, Florida. Off the Outer Banks in North Carolina, bad weather moved in.
The waves were bigger than my boat, so it's like, and the wind was severe.
Friends hadn't heard from Hyde or Joe DiTomaso for 10 days. A tanker ship spotted them.
Because of the diligence of his crew.
It was a rough ride for DiTomaso.
I'm very tired. My legs are like rubber. Because this is the way you walked on a boat with 40-foot seas.
The men and the dog were reunited with family. I'm Ed Donahue.
The nation's largest water suppliers declared a drought emergency for all of Southern California, clearing the way for potential mandatory water restrictions next year. 19 million people could be impacted. It has been so dry over the past 3 years, water deliveries have hit record lows. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.